Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. More details have been made available about a plan to increase teachers' salaries in Iowa. State Representative Tom Jennery of Lamars says the bill will increase minimum teachers' salaries to $50,000 over a two-year period. It'll provide $14 million to bring educational support staff pay up to $15 an hour. The bill also will provide $22 million in supplemental support to help school districts reach those pay levels. The Iowa Senate has drafted its own plan for AEAs and teacher pay, but hasn't voted on it. Plymouth County's Board of Supervisors approved the canvass of election returns in the Hinton Community School District. Last week, two measures before voters there failed in a special election. One would increase the district's bond levy to $4.05 per thousand property value. The second measure would extend the school's PEPL levy for 10 years and increase the levy to a maximum $1.34 per thousand. Both were defeated in the polls. Turnout in the election was 21.5%. The cost of the election to the county auditor was $2,890. The Board of Supervisors also gave final approval of plans for a bridge removal project in Meadow Township. This includes removal of a bridge and replacing it with a culvert. The location is a mile east of L-14, northeast of Remsen. This is one of four bridge removal projects that will be let on March 26 and completed in this construction season. The supervisors also passed a resolution placing an embargo on heavy trucks traveling along Marvel Avenue near the county landfill. Trucks will be restricted to a maximum 6 tons per axle. Two people were arrested Monday afternoon following a disturbance inside a courtroom in the Sioux County Courthouse. The Sioux County Sheriff's Office says 45-year-old Jeremy Davies and 38-year-old Ashley Shopman, both of Haywarden, were arrested. Deputies acted on a report that Davies created a disturbance in a hearing inside the courtroom. Davies was described as extremely agitated and demanding to speak with the judge. He was using profane language and would not stop in order to do so by the judge. Shopman was video recording the incident and would not stop in order to do so. The judge ordered both held in contempt of court. The two were transported to the Sioux County Jail, and both were ordered to be confined for 24 hours. Additionally, Davies was charged with disorderly conduct. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Orange City Police Department. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is once again staging their version of March Madness. IPPA has a bracket challenge called Pulled Pork Madness. IPPA is asking the public to decide the state's best pulled pork sandwich. The bracket with 16 contenders was posted late Monday. In the first round, Iowa Barbecue Company of Lamars is up against the Roadhouse of Orange City. Fans nominated their favorite restaurants earlier this month, and the bracket is divided by region. Seeding was based on the two restaurants with the most votes in each of the IPPA's 8 districts. Pork lovers have until 10 a.m. Friday to whittle the list down to 8. Those restaurants will then compete in the final round of voting that ends March 20 to decide the final 4. The deadline to choose the championship bracket is March 25. The title round ends March 29, the winner announced later that day. The winner receives $250 and a Pulled Pork Madness plaque. The public can vote through IPPA's Facebook page or the Pulled Pork Madness webpage during each round. You can keep up with the contest using the Pulled Pork Madness hashtag. And the Iowa Department of Transportation will be closing down westbound lanes of U.S. 20 leading into Sioux City. Starting Monday, crews will shift westbound U.S. 20 traffic onto the eastbound lanes in a head-to-head pattern. This will allow work on Stage 2 of reconstruction of the westbound lanes of U.S. 20. There will be no left-hand turns allowed along the construction corridor. The project is to be completed by November. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.